Hey guys, today's episode is a special one. It's from a live show I did about a year ago called Cast Party that was a collection of podcasts live streamed to movie theaters around the country, and it's now up on Netflix. You can watch it and see all the performances for yourself, including Radiolab, Reply All, and Invisibilia. But right now, give a listen to the show I did with Bobby Moynihan. He's so funny. We had the best time. And if you want to see what we looked like while we were doing it, go to Netflix after you listen and check it out. It was a great time. So enjoy, and thanks for listening as always.
She's the host, but she's always the guest. And the guest is the host, so she's not really the host. It's with special guest. Hello, Lab Guest, with your host, somebody else.
Hello. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello, camera. Hello. Good morning. It's morning, right? Good morning. I'm not Bobby Moynihan. I don't know. I get it a lot, though. Probably because we both have this glorious beard. We both dress like a 40-year-old boy. Hello. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Celebrity Sightings with Jonathan Biting. That's me. Yeah, clap it up. Come on. Yeah, this is Celebrity Sightings with Jonathan Biting. That's me. Call me Jonathan. Don't call me John. Makes me feel like I'm getting in trouble. Just getting myself a little potato vodka. Made from potatoes. And vodka. As you all know, you're all fans of my podcast, The Celebrity Sightings with Jonathan Biting. That's where you know me from. Also, my scandal. I was originally the host of Celebrity Biting with Jonathan Biting. We did one show. And I went to jail for biting Kathy Bates. And while I was in the jail, I was like, that was stupid. You're an idiot. Just because it's your name doesn't mean it has to be the name of the show. And then I was like, it sounds exciting. I'll change it. Celebrity Sighting with Jonathan Biting. Who knew? One moment. Hammered. So, as you all know, this is a show where we just get people together and we just talk about the celebs that we saw running around. And every week I'll take a different train to a different place, and I'll get off that train, I'll look around. And if I see a celeb, I'll come here and I'll tell you about it. If I don't, I go home. It's a very fun show. I was lucky enough that I had a couple celebrity sightings. I was gonna say gild the lily, but I don't know what that means. So I'm not going to say it. I'm going to choose a different phrase. We're going to talk about them, a bunch of the people I saw. And we're going to have some usual. We have callers that call in to tell us about their celeb sightings. And first of all, I have to say, if you have bitten a celebrity, please do not call. We legally are not allowed to talk about that anymore. So don't do it. Only if you've seen one. If a celebrity bit you, call me. Also, if you're a celebrity and you've seen another celebrity and you want to come here and tell me about the celebrity you saw while you're being a celebrity, do it. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. That's a phrase that I understand. Well, I don't understand it as much as I'm just 90% sure I used it correctly. So please welcome our first guest, a very regular caller to the show, Celebrity Sighting with Jonathan Biting. That's me. I'm not going to bite you, I swear. Please welcome to the show our first guest, regular caller, Mary Assey. Hi, Mary. I'm going to stand because you're a lady.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to do this.
There's no camera.
I don't care. Oh, Stan, you're a lady, and it's been 57 years since I was born. That's all I'll say.
Jonathan, you don't...
I'm 57 years.
You look 49.
Oh, thank you. You're a dream.
Oh, God, let me get a little bit of this vodka.
Yeah. It will mess you up.
I want to be I want to forget this immediately.
Oh, Mary, I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a second.
Mary Assey, everyone. I know it's a weird name.
My last name is Assey, and...
Hey, that's why. It's like you're like an ass. You're like a little assy.
I got made fun of so much growing up, but you know, I just leaned into it.
Good. It made you stronger.
Yeah.
Look at you now. If I came up to you on the street and I said, hey, you, shut up, you'd be like, I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, letting the S word fly.
I'll do it.
That was allowed, but now I'm going to say it. Shit.
Shit.
It's fun.
We're bad.
We are bad.
Oh.
Speaking of bad.
I saw Michael Jackson.
You saw Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You did.
I know, and you don't believe me, but I saw him.
I'm going to say this. At not one point did I not believe
him. Thank you. I trust you always.
That's like the crown jewel.
It was incredible. I almost shot myself on sight.
I love you. You're a friend of the show. But if you had shot yourself, I would have been like, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally would have understood.
Of course. But it was incredible. He was getting on the A train.
Of course. Was he moonwalking?
Yes, of course. It's the only way he walks. His hair was longer than it's ever been. You know, in a lot of ways, I'm not positive. And I'll say that much.
It doesn't matter. It was a sighting.
It was a sighting, and I wrote it down.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
And it happened.
Okay.
It's crazy when you think about it. And sometimes it'll just happen out of nowhere.
Oh.
I was walking down 42nd Street.
Who?
Outside of Madame Tussauds, standing there, Morgan Freeman.
Okay. Just waiting to sign an autograph or something?
Nicest guy in the world, didn't move, just was like...
No.
Standing there, didn't turn down a single human.
Amazing.
Did turn down an animal
for
a picture. Just, I thought it was strange, an animal ass, but... But the kindest man in the world. I went up to him, I said, you are so kind. And he said, not a word, and I said, thank you.
Ugh. But you're not gonna believe who I saw recently.
Now, who are you gonna... celeb sighting.
Let me give...
When you hear that sound, that means a celeb sighting's coming.
Let me give you a hint. Love it, Jonathan. Let me give you a hint, okay? Starring in a major motion picture right now.
Oh my God, not Tommy Cruise.
No.
Okay, good.
In a film where others look like him.
Multiplicity.
Warmer. Goggly glasses. Kevin the Minion.
What?
Times Square.
He is so hot right now.
I know, Times Square.
He is so hot right now.
Let me take a lot bigger than I thought.
He's the one with just the one eye.
Yes.
Because there's three like main ones. There's
right.
Three main minions. And
Celebs.
Then there's a bunch of like, hey. A bunch
Stu,
of shit.
Kevin. Yeah.
Let's say it. Let's just say the truth.
The shityans. We don't
Kevin,
care.
Bob, the other one.
Right.
Got it.
Whatever.
All you other minions, guess what, to see in the background.
No. But anyhow, I asked for a picture, $5.
He charged.
Mm-hmm. And he was very dirty. Yeah.
Dirty in one sense. Dirty in like a pig
covered
pen, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Dirty, like
my
when he walked
swirls.
Clouds.
Yeah.
And there was piano music mm-hmm. behind him at all times.
There was.
Or dirty, like he saw you and went like.
Both
and
things
said dirty
happened.
Thing.
He tackled me to the ground and started going down on me.
First of all, up top.
Okay.
Second of all, down low.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What a little minion.
I know. Naughty. I wasn't
mad. The goggles
mad.
Are for, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Lots of fog up in those. Steam.
Mm-hmm. What a great sighting.
I know.
Good eat-out story.
Yeah.
It's like a section. We should have a new section on the show. When you hear this sound,
that's how you what it sounds like.
A celebrity eat-out is coming.
Yeah, well, that was a good one for me.
That's a fascinating
Didn't
one.
Didn't get his number. Haven't heard back.
He doesn't have a phone.
No.
He doesn't even have pockets.
He's in the future.
He hardly has a face. And he can't talk good.
No.
He talks like a little animal.
Let me tell you, turn me on.
I like it. That's a good
be-do,
sighting.
Be-do.
And it's like, you couldn't see anyone more famous right now.
No. He's
unless you saw Emma Stone on top of a minion.
Yes.
That's the most famous thing I've ever thought of. Wow. Hmm. Did I ever tell you about the time?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
Oh, I gotta tell you about that
Please.
Sometime.
Okay, later.
Another time, I'll tell you. saw John Stamos sitting in a shoebox the other day.
One thing about John Stamos, he has an Audi.
An Audi car?
Belly button and car.
Amazing!
Yes.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
The one man I accept both things on.
Correct. You haven't said anything wrong yet today, Mary.
I never will.
Last name. That you should change.
I can't change.
Must be hard. That's all I'm saying.
I got married three times and I stayed assy.
You married three assies?
Oh, you know, I didn't know I kept my name.
Oh, I thought you...
I didn't marry within the family.
I thought maybe you... Oh.
No.
I thought maybe you went on some sort of Julia Roberts expedition across the world to find as many assies as you can to marry. Which, screenplay.
I love it.
I'll see you after the show.
Let's write it together.
Yeah, then we could be celebrities and then I could go, I call you up and go, I saw you.
Oh.
And you could say, I saw you too. And I go, shut up.
Your show would never end.
Okay, so I was coming out of a Duane Reade.
No.
Hammered on potato vodka.
Absolutely. Speaking
blind
of.
Blind drunk, you could tell me about it.
Mm.
Blind drunk, I can't tell the truth at this point.
Why?
Stumble out of the Duane Reade, empty bag, didn't buy anything, but I have a bag and a receipt. That I'll never understand.
No.
That's a conundrum that will, to my deathbed, I'll never understand that one.
What did the receipt say?
What did the receipt say? You're not going to believe this. It said, go fuck yourself.
Oh. Yeah,
and it trailed off like that, too.
Oh.
It was weird. I was like, this is the weirdest thing that ever happened to me. Cut to, drop the receipt, John Stamos sitting in a shoebox, and I went, oh, no, wait. That's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me.
Can't be topped.
Because it wasn't like a regular shoebox. It was like an Ann Getty's
large
type thing.
Right.
It was someone custom made a giant shoebox.
Was he shrouded in like leaves or something?
He was shrouded in leaves.
A little Ann Getty's
movie. He had like a little camo thing going on. And I was like, you're not in the jungle. We see you. You're in the urban jungle.
You're in a DSW.
With dreams are made of, according to Miss Keys.
Oh, haven't seen her
Alicia,
yet.
Alicia, if you're nasty.
Mm, and I am.
And you are.
According to that minion.
I want to hear more about that details later.
I'll tell you.
Can't wait. And I just walked over to him. I smacked him in the mouth. I said, get out of here. And he did. He did. He said, all right.
Good. I'm glad he listened.
He said, I'm back from rehab. I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm glad he's better.
He's a good man.
He's a great
good head of hair on him.
Oh,
just a nice set of everything.
Coming back
man.
To Fuller House, and I simply can't wait.
They're doing that again.
Mm.
Speaking of that, did I ever tell you about the time I saw Bob Saget in a Red Lobster?
No. What was he doing?
You're not going to believe this. I walk in, I go to the bar, and I said, excuse me. And he turns around, he goes, yes, I'm Bob Saget. And I said, ew. I did not notice you. I did not recognize you.
No.
How rude. You don't just do that. You don't go around.
No, saying who you are.
Oh, do I walk into a room and go, I'm Jonathan Biting. And everyone goes, I know.
We know.
I know. But then I was like, well, cool. Can I get a picture anyway?
Yeah.
And so I took a picture with him. Hand to God, he does not show up in the picture vis-a-vis.
Vampire. Mysterious.
You heard. Bob Saget's a vampire.
You heard it here first. Well, speaking of Fuller House, I was at Olive Garden 2 weeks ago.
A lot of celeb sightings at chains.
I know.
Chain restaurants, big place for the celebs.
I got a never-ending salad bowl.
Congrats.
Who's in the bottom? The Olsen twins.
Shut up. Right there at the bottom of the bowl.
Just waiting. They were just waiting.
Just two of them sitting in there like little beets.
Didn't have a word to say either. Almost
they
like
didn't
Morgan
say a
Freeman
word.
Just blinked. But I understood.
Just giant peepers on those.
Oh, bigger than life.
Just, it's almost like two eyes walking around with like, kind of like a little face around it.
Sort of, yeah.
Bizarre children. Did you get a pic?
I did. I snapped a pic while they were in the bowl.
Smart.
And I sent in and I complained because I had obviously bad things in my food. So, got my money back.
Smart.
And they gave me gift cards forever. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now you can go there whenever you want.
Yeah, it's really never
Who knows?
Ending.
Then we'll be in the bottom of your bowl next time.
Oh.
Come on the show when it happens.
I obviously will.
Now, let's tell them a little bit about the time we saw a celebrity together.
Well, this was one of the best days. I was riding your back down Fifth Avenue.
Uh-huh.
We had just gone shopping.
Only way I travel.
My feet hurt. But who did we see coming out of the Coach store?
The Coach store. It was.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Hold
Whoopi
Goldberg. She was wearing a caftan.
She had a caftan on.
She was floating.
She literally floats.
Couldn't see her feet.
Fun fact about Whoopi Goldberg, levitator.
No. Doesn't walk anywhere.
Feet hasn't touched the ground since Comic Relief.
She stopped doing stand-up, and she now floats everywhere.
Yeah, she does float-up now.
She floats
she
up.
She does float-up comedy.
Yeah. No, she was very rude.
Very, very rude.
We begged for a photo. We both got on our knees.
We ran in front of her. We both got on our knees in front of her.
Immediately.
Immediately. It was like a minion situation.
God, they're horny little creatures.
And we just kept saying, Whoopi.
Whoopi. Whoopi. Please, Whoopi.
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 She kicked us both in the teeth.
Mind you, not the mouth.
No.
Not the lips.
The teeth.
Teeth.
And mine never grew back.
You still don't have
to. No.
These are old chiclets and crazy glue. I don't have dental.
No.
I don't have dental. I do fucking
pop. No, I'm a guest. I don't do anything.
I make my money by seeing people who have money. Some of them, not a lot.
No.
Less than me. Well, no. I'm always wrong when I say things. But the point being, Whoopi Goldberg is a stone-cold bitch.
Bitch. So rude. So hurtful. I was in the hospital for a month by choice.
Yeah. I won't watch any of her movies.
No.
I used to believe in ghosts. I don't anymore. Mm. I used to think it was possible to have a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
As an agent?
As an agent. Or was that something? It was a cop.
Oh, I thought
he was
a sports agent.
Hmm. With that, a Tyrannosaurus Rex? That's a real movie that happened.
Yes.
Whoopi owed someone a favor. Look it up. Google it.
I used to believe that computers couldn't get hacked, or could, from Jumpin' Jack Flash,
a famous hit
of Whoopi Goldberg.
Famous. Whoopi Goldberg.
I still love her. I can't help it.
How could you not?
Her comedy's amazing.
She's the best.
She's great.
She's stoned constantly.
I love her.
I love her.
I'd do anything for her.
I saw, this is a true story.
Okay.
I've never told anyone this story.
Secrets.
Hold on one second.
When you hear this sound, it's a secret
time.
That
means it's a quiet one. It's like a little secret. I got... Just a little secret. Just a quick little secret.
Just let it out.
I saw a boy drowning in 1986. He was...
Not a celebrity.
Within my grasp.
Uh-huh.
I was on a battle barge. Within my grasp. And then I see Whoopi in a little dinghy right there. She's fine. She's drinking a little cocktail. And I helped her. Mm. Not him.
Well, I mean, the point of your show, I think, is that celebrities are better than everyone.
Correct.
And so I think you were right in doing that.
Do you know who that boy was? No one does, because he wasn't a celebrity and no one cared that he died. It's
cheers.
True. Cheers. Mm.
Rest in peace.
Phil Collins wrote a song about that, I think.
Yeah. Studio?
Yep, that one. That's the one.
Now, little known fact about me, both glass eyes.
Yes.
So most of my stories actually that I've told you, I'm not sure at all if they've happened.
I understand. You come in here a lot and most of your celebrity sightings have been dead for many years.
Yes.
That's hard for me.
Yeah.
But also, getting back to our conversation, I know we have this conversation every podcast, but I've been begging her to do it. I say, you got two glass eyes. Just get a little, like, cyborg camera in there.
You're right.
Put something in there so when you see a celebrity, you can go, yikes, and then you got your pick. You don't even have to ask him.
It's true.
You got the head for it. You got the space.
I have a giant head.
You got a huge head. You got, like, a Stamos head. You got a...
It's too big.
I mean, that's for you to deal with.
My hair won't grow in some places on it because it just is all skin. The head grew bigger than my body expected, I think.
And your hair, it's not a medical thing. Your hair just like physically refuses. Like it quit.
Yeah, it gave up.
That's rude. You have rude hair.
It is rude.
But that's what I'm saying. So have you gotten the surgery? Did you do it? Did you get the cyborg camera eyes?
Well, you've been talking about it for ages, and I came here today to debut it.
It's a great idea.
I am debuting it here.
You're debuting it today. Hold on one sec. That means it's a debut.
Debut of a new invention.
That sound means debut.
Okay, so now you're going to have to pull down a little screen for me. I'm going to project my few latest celebrity sightings, and these are just people that I've seen within the last... This is last week. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
So fresh.
They're very fresh in my mind. Now, as you can see, as the film is rolling, I hope it's working for you.
Oh, I can see it. Everyone can see it.
Yeah, okay. Who we're seeing here, now, this is Alec Baldwin.
Clearly.
He's in a fight with his daughter, and he swung her around like a lamp.
And he was just doing that on the street.
Yeah.
Now, are they playing a child's game, or is this a...
I can't be sure. She didn't seem happy.
Is it like the child's game, swing the lamp?
Yes. You know, it's so familiar to swing something around. Yeah. A lamp, of
you
course.
You swing the lamp, you swing the lamp, and then you swing it
and
again.
Then... Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows it and loves that old
jingle
old
from that commercial.
Ugh, that commercial was my favorite growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. You know, I sat in front of the TV every day, all day. That's how my eyes fell out.
Yeah, that's... May also be why your head's so goddamn big.
Might also be. I might have a real problem. But, you know, I learned to love celebrities. I learned to worship them as my own God and Savior.
Did you say worship them?
Yes.
Like, does that mean you put them on a warship and make them fight?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, amazing.
Mm-hmm. I learned to worship them by watching them.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, they get on a warship and they fight each other. You do that?
I've done it.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Not my favorite.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Wrangling.
I spent so much time on that battle barge, I never want to see a warship again.
Seriously.
Crazy. But it's amazing when you think about that.
The technology now, you're seeing here today.
Imagine before Cyborg Guy, if you had walked up to Alec and I said, excuse me, sir, I know you're swinging your bad daughter around, but can I get a pic? He would have said, fuck you. Or like, something like that.
Accurate
That's
impression.
My
it was very good. It was so good.
Yeah, I'm so good at impressions. Someday maybe I'll be on a sketch comedy show where I don't do very good impressions. the dream.
Oh, the dream.
But it's crystal clear. It's an action shot.
Right.
You could sell that to a TMZ.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm hoping to do that to make money.
That's a smart thing. That's the thing that I need to remember. Sell the photos.
Right. You just keep them in your little book.
I have a very little book.
All
I have to make
looking at them.
I have to make all the photos so tiny that they're almost unrecognizable. Some would call it pointless and stupid.
No, why do you have to? You have to make
them
so small.
Well, as you know, much like you, I suffer from tiny eyes. I was born with tiny eyes, and they never grew.
They're just pupils.
I literally just have pupes, I call them.
Pupes?
They're not even full pupils. I just like, oh, God, look at my pupes today.
Little pupes. Now, when they dilate, do they get bigger?
I'm sorry?
When your pupes dilate, do they get larger, or do they just look like the same?
You're not going to believe this. They go like this. They go... They just open and close.
I believe it. I believe it 100%.
It's crazy. It's annoying. It gives me a headache, and I hate it.
Oh, how do you deal?
How do I deal? This.
Yeah. I'm drunk 99% of the time.
Yeah. People say, when are you not drunk? And I said, when am I not awake?
Right.
Because I drink in my sleep.
Oh.
I figured it out.
How do you do that? You have a little IV connection or
now,
just a
two shoehorns
drip?
In the mouth, duct tape one to the top, one to the bottom, slow drip from the top, and then I got a little straw that I keep in here, and I hire a little Ecuadorian man, and then I fire him, and then I hire another guy who comes in, and he just blows lightly in the tube all night long.
Just so you can keep breathing
it
and stay alive.
The more and more I talk, the more and more I realize how stupid the things I did.
No, I love it.
It's just, I'm getting in my own way.
No,
you know
I don't mean to be rude, but do you ever regret not saving that child's life?
Honestly, no.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Lauren Lapkus. For more information and content, go to earwolf.com.